Climb in and hold on.
We're driving the conversation.
It's the Jolynn Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota.
Welcome back to the Jolynn Thomas Show right here on KID News Radio 106.3 and 92.1. This week, the Stand Up for Idaho Town Hall will feature Joel Skousen. He is a presidential candidate for the Constitution Party. And of course, Stand Up for Idaho is this Wednesday, promptly at 6:30 at the Snake River Event Center in Idaho Falls. Joel Skousen is on the phone with me right now. Joel, thanks for taking a moment. And I would love to have you give us the backstory as to how you became a presidential candidate. History as to how this all came about.
Well, I am the nephew of W. Cleon Skousen, probably the most prominent constitutional scholar and promoter of the Constitution in the 1950s through the 1980s. I've also been the chairman of the Conservative National Committee in Washington, D.C. during the Reagan administration. And I'm also the publisher of the World Affairs Brief, which is a weekly news analysis service from a perspective of what the deep state and the conspiratorial forces in government are not telling us. So it's a rather unique perspective.
It is a unique perspective. You've got a lot of experience and some history under your belt. What is the number one message that you plan on sharing with folks at Stand Up for Idaho this week?
Well, my main message that differentiates me from all the other candidates, including Robert F. Kennedy and Donald Trump, is that I'm probably the nation's top expert on conspiracy facts as well as theory. And the reason we still have conspiracy theories is that a good portion of the illegal acts of government that are done, from the assassination to JFK to the Oklahoma City bombing to the 9/11 attack, are covered up under the guise of national security. And so we'll never get those things. But we do have enough facts, which I'm an expert in, and all of these various illegal acts of government, we know that there is a deep state conspiracy, which is, if I can define that for you, it's the enforcement arm of the larger globalist conspiracy, which is a movement to get the United States into a militarized global government sometime in the future. And they've used wars to try to get into that. It hasn't worked so far. The League of Nations failed after World War I, and then in World War II we got the UN, but without any enforcement powers. And so they need one more war to get us into a militarized global government with real enforcement powers, and to talk Americans into joining such a thing, which they wouldn't do unless there was an attack on the United States.
And when you present this to people, what kind of reaction are you getting? Do you find that people are still kind of burying their heads in the sand, or are more people waking up?
Well, I have such dramatic facts to prove my points that everybody who hears my presentation is frankly convinced. Now, it's hard to recognize and accept the fact that we're headed for a World War III, and Russia and China will attack the United States sometime in the future. And it's difficult to understand that there are things that you could do to prepare, but they're very difficult to do. But I really don't have much pushback, except for, you know, people in the establishment who refuse to, you know, believe that there is any conspiracy. And it's a tough sell for those people, because, you know, the media generally says, well, there's no such thing as conspiracies. It's all theory. It's tinfoil hat stuff. But when you hear the facts next Wednesday, which I'll present to Stand Up Idaho, it's very convincing.
And you're exactly right. we hear the word conspiracy, and sometimes that alone can cause people to tune out. But Joel, you're going to be there at Stand Up for Idaho speaking, and you are no doubt going to get some really good questions from people who want to know more, who want to be prepared. So let's talk about preparation for a second. What's the number one tip that you would give to people to get prepared?
Well, the number one tip, first of all, is to get out of the big cities, or at least be prepared to do so. People who live in big cities, when this war comes along, which will be preceded by an EMP strike, a nuclear weapon strike that takes down the grid, and the grid will stay down for almost a year because we don't stockpile any of the long-distance transformers, and they're all made in China, and China being an enemy is not going to be providing any of those, and so it's going to be a massive amount of social unrest. And so I have a second career besides political science in my life, and I've one of the pioneers in the preparedness area. I've written my best-selling book is Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. And Southern Idaho and Utah are some of the top-rated states in the nation, so that's not going to be a problem for the Southern Idaho people who attend my speech. But what is necessary, because even good people will be starving if there's no electricity and the food supply is cut off, they need a place. And that's why I recommend homes, especially with basements, have a secure room that's concealed so that you can just get out of the way. In other words, if there's pillaging mobs coming down the street, going house to house, begging, and then breaking into homes to get food, you just need to be able to get out of the way. And to have your food and stockpile that you do prepare with secured in a way that people can find it, so that you don't have to confront people with a violent aspect, and you certainly don't want to be shooting people who are simply starving to death. So the best facility is to make sure that you have a safe place to get out of the way too.
Well, and you know, Joel, preparation is key. We've heard that for years, but it sounds like you're sounding the alarm that preparation needs to happen a lot sooner than later. A lot of times we think, well, preparation, yeah, I'll get to that. I haven't got my food storage, but I'll get to it. But based on the things you're saying, it is time for us to up the urgency.
It really is. We still have time. In my world affairs brief, and as a former military officer, I was a F-4 pilot during Vietnam, but I have a lot of contacts in the military, and they don't expect this attack from Russia and China to occur probably until the latter half of this decade, which is coming up pretty soon, but toward the latter half of that. China probably won't be ready to take on the West until about 2027 at the earliest. So that gives people 3 years or so to prepare. So it isn't a dire situation that, you know, there's no hope. There certainly is hope. But you're right. People need to get serious, because once an EMP strike comes and the store shelves are empty, there's no preparation that can be done.
Right. And I mean, I remember during the pandemic, it was kind of shocking to go to the grocery store and just see that we didn't have the supply that we once did. So I can only imagine how frightening it would be.
And I can't imagine the panic that will hit people when they suddenly realize there's no electricity, there's no communication, there's no TV, there's no radio.
Yeah, that is definitely going to produce some pandemonium for sure. You can hear more from Joel Skousen Wednesday at Stand Up for Idaho, 6:30, Snake River Event Center. That's going to do it for me. Have a great night. Lars is up next.